How many risks do you think P-plate and L-plate drivers take while they're behind the wheel? The answer is a hell of a lot. Anne Hollins can tell you more. She's from the Australian Institute of Family Studies, and she's live on your radio right now. G'day, Anne.
G'day, Ollie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Anne. How frequently are L and P-plate drivers taking risks?
Well, as you said, a lot more than you'd think. This is part of a longitudinal study of Australia's children that we've been running for many, many years now, called Growing Up in Australia. And these kids are now 16 and 17. And we asked them about risky behaviours during driving, and found that 80% of P-platers said that they had engaged in some form of risky driving, and over 50% of learner drivers, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And when we say risky driving, we're talking about speeding, driving when you're very, very tired, and driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Wow, that's staggering to think it is so high, particularly 8 and 10 of P-plate drivers, and as you say, half of L-plate drivers. They're developing very, very bad habits early on, Anne.
That's right, which is when they're meant to be developing the good habits,
yeah.
We would like to think, because, you know, habits form early. So I'm thinking there must be something there about what they're observing around them, the role modelling, the influences in their lives, for kids to feel that it's okay to take these sorts of risks.
That's right, particularly the L-platers as well, Anne. That's what really worries me, because they are there with a supervising driver, whether that be their mother, their father, another guardian or a driving instructor. If they're prepared to get behind the wheel and risk not only their own life but that of their instructor, well, they're quite silly, really, Anne.
Well, yeah. And, look, it is silly. I guess, on the other hand, if there is a supervising driver there, I guess they're going to be able to give them some advice.
Mm.
But, why is this happening is the question. And really, why are we not enforcing strongly our safety first culture, where really no risk taking at that stage of your career is acceptable, even if it probably isn't later on either, but it's particularly not acceptable when you don't have the experience the skill in the driving. And you're also at that age, we don't really have the ability to assess risks and kind of think forward to the consequences of our behaviour. We know that now, that the brain is still developing, and so we need to be a little bit more protective of these kids as they're transitioning into this role of driver, where they're going to be behind the wheel of a potentially lethal weapon.
My guest is Anne Hollins, Director of the Australian Institute of Family Studies. Do you witness L and P-plate drivers' risky behaviour? 92211882. Give us a call on Perth Live this afternoon. And any excuses, any reasons as to why P-platers and L-plate drivers are prepared to take these risks, prepared to gamble?
No, we didn't ask why. We just asked how much and how often. We also asked about things like wearing seatbelts or helmets if you're on a bike.
Yep.
8% said they hadn't done that on at least one occasion in the last 10 trips. And 1 in 10% had been a passenger with a driver who was under the influence. So, these are all things that we would like to think are not happening, but I guess this is telling us it is. And probably we need to have a little bit of a think about how we can try and encourage our kids, not lecture them, but encourage them through open dialogue about, maybe sharing the mistakes we made when we were young drivers, the things that we've learnt along the way. But, the other thing, Ollie, I was thinking about this. These kids, before they step behind the wheel, they've been in the back seat for many, many years watching us.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, they're picking up values and attitudes and behaviours, through their whole childhood. And that's going to show once they get behind the wheel. So we really need to start when the kids are young.
Yeah, we do. Anne Hollins, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
She's the director at the Australian Institute of Family Studies.